Hey guys, welcome to the podcast on personality development, and this is your host Aditya Mehta. I hope you all are doing well, and at the start of this episode I would like to tell you guys that you guys can like the Facebook page to get the latest updates about the episode, and also you can follow me on Instagram. And obviously, if you haven't followed or subscribed to this podcast, make sure you do it to be the first one to know when the new episode comes out. If you have already followed it, thank you so very much. You guys are the best. Now, before getting started to this episode, I would also like to tell you that we are on the verge of completing season one. Yes, we are going to have a season finale next week. So what I would like to tell is thanks to all the listeners and followers to make this podcast a great success. I would not have imagined it when I started this couple of months ago, and you know, it is just an amazing feeling. So thank you so very much. And as a season finale, I'm so happy to tell you guys that we are going to have our very first guest on this podcast, and I'm very excited for that. So make sure, if you haven't subscribed or followed to this, make sure you do that so that you will be the first one to know when that episode comes out. Okay, coming back to this episode, in this episode I am going to read an article from the blog Meraki, Love and Soul in the Work of Words. The blogger's name is Dr. Jeenal Wagela. She is a dentist by profession and a blogger by passion, and you can go and check out her blog as well, and you can also follow her on Instagram, where she posts a motivational quote every single day. I'll mention the link in the description. So the article which I'm going to read from this blog is titled as Dealing with Conflict, in which she has shared an incident with one of her patients. So without any further ado, let's get started. Dealing with conflict. Here it goes. As a dentist, I have my clinical practice in a not so happening locality. Majority of my patients are daily wage workers having zero to bare minimum educational ground. There are days when I feel so inspired by them for all the hard work they put in to meet their ends. On the other days, I feel so good that I can help them with their dental issues. Otherwise, it's a task for them to seek medical and dental help in the surrounding locality. And rest of the days, I am banging my head post consultations and treatments, cursing myself as to where did I get stuck. It's hard work to make them understand about A to Z of the diagnosis, treatment planning, do's and don'ts of ailment, creating awareness, etc. Let me share an incident on the lines of banging my head days. This particular patient, Bailwala, let's refer to him as Prakash, name changed. He comes for his scheduled root canal treatment. 10 minutes into the treatment, at a particular step, he had severe pain. For all the dentist reading, it was a hot tooth. For a non-dentist group, managing a hot tooth is a tough job, and the patient has to deal with some amount of pain before it stops entirely. I tried conveying the same to him. However, no amount of counseling helped, and he ended up misbehaving with me. All the while, I understood that his behavior was rooted in agony. I ended up getting pissed at him. I requested him to leave and come back after 2 or 3 days for the treatment. He started apologizing for his actions and finally left. I did have my own self-talk. I did wonder if what I did was correct, or I could have dealt with it in a better way. Anyhow, 10 days later, Prakash did follow up. Before proceeding with his treatment, I gave him all the guidelines to abide by, and if he doesn't, I would unwillingly defer him for further treatment. The treatment session for that day went smooth. Post-session, he told me he was anxious and scared about the entire process, especially on day one. The pain added on to his plight, resulting in his not so good behavior and that he was extremely sorry. I told him, I had a problem with that particular behavior of yours, not you. Also see how well today's treatment went. Remember to share and express what you feel or are going through. We will help you out. I'm sorry if my words were hurtful and for the pain you had to go through. But now, don't feel sorry and guilty beyond this. Don't ponder upon it. Let it go. Today, I completed his entire treatment. He was so happy and how he scheduled future appointments for his other dental problems too. And if that wasn't enough, had some food goodies which was made by him delivered at my clinic. He converted my day into those happy, inspiring days I have with my patients. The takeaway message which I thought that it will be, that is, conflicts are inevitable. Be hard on the problem, not the person. Point number two, open direct communications are the key to long-term success. Point number three, it takes two to tango. Point number four, reflect on your actions and be accountable for them. Wow, such a great article, and what a normal incident with such a great message. I can relate it with my life as well, and I'm sure you might, the people who are listening, I'm definitely sure you might be also relating it with your life as well. When we have a situation like this, for example, it can be an issue at workplace with a colleague, or simple parking issue in the building, or anytime when we get into these kind of situations, when the situation ends, we develop a sense of hatred for the other person. But you actually don't know what he might have gone through on that particular day. Like, let's say a husband might have a good talk with his wife. Just a joke, guys. So, you actually don't know what he has gone through. So, what do we do to actually focus on the situation rather than on a person? What should we do to actually avoid having that hatred feeling for that person? Well, Dr. Genel has given an image with a solution which says the best way to deal with the situation is be hard on the problem and soft on the people. And yes, yeah, we all can start doing that. What we can do is let us not be hard on people and let us be hard on the problems. Right? Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this. Take good care of yourselves and bye-bye.